Random House Audio presents Last Night in Twisted River by John Irving. Read for you by Arthur Morey. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. Bob Dylan, Tangled Up in Blue. Part 1. Coos County, New Hampshire, 1954. Chapter 1. Under the Logs. The young Canadian, who could not have been more than 15, had hesitated too long. For a frozen moment, his feet had stopped moving on the floating logs in the basin above the river bend. He'd slipped entirely underwater before anyone could grab his outstretched hand. One of the loggers had reached for the youth's long hair. The older man's fingers groped around in the frigid water, which was thick, almost soupy, with sloughed-off slabs of bark. Then two logs collided hard on the would-be rescuer's arm, breaking his wrist. The carpet of moving logs had completely closed over the young Canadian, who never surfaced. Not even a hand or one of his boots broke out of the brown water. Out on a log jam, once the key log was pried loose, the river drivers had to move quickly and continually. If they paused for even a second or two, they would be pitched into the torrent. In a river drive, death among moving logs could occur from a crushing injury before you had a chance to drown, but drowning was more common. From the riverbank, where the cook and his 12-year-old son could hear the cursing of the logger whose wrist had been broken, it was immediately apparent that someone was in more serious trouble.